I'd preach if I knew how. All I know how to do is make people happy. How useless is that? Oh, come on. Settle down. Are you okay? Well, she got the point. Yep, that's a knee-jerk reaction. You're embarrassing yourself. Have you no self-respect? What'd you expect, to be depressed tonight? I found the pastor's wife. She needed that. She's a pastor's wife. It's called the power of testimony. Are you taking notes? She's been afflicted with the oil of gladness. How many are jealous? How many are horrified? I thought this was church. Instead, people are happy. I've lost my fear of Nathan and Sarah never asking me on this sort of tour again. Now I can have fun. Resistance is futile. Blurry. Has Jesus made a difference in your life? Yeah, he humiliated me. Stop that. Church is not fun. Oh, I suppose I gotta talk. I just need some respect, okay? I have important things to say here. Okay, let's all tap on our iPads to something or other. Ooh, hum-de-dum. Oh, what to say? What do you guys need? Oh, deep subject. You need to get out of here before you get too happy. You're the photographer, right? Hold it steady. This is a video, right? How long have you known him? She's recovering nicely. There's no escape. Forget it. It's kind of lonely up here. How many want to keep me company just on the around the floor here? So, how many of you have the guts? He needs it the most. Man, that's a pastor in need. Innocent victims. How come they're all girls? The men have an image to protect. How's that? Don't. You okay? Ooh, look, a guy. So, you came for a sermon, did you? Wouldn't you rather enjoy church? Shh, everybody's listening. Oh, you guys are in the back. You'll never get out alive. How many are terrified God's going to make you happy? Against your will. Yeah. What if God grabs you and forces you to be happy? This is kind of easing the culture shock between church and heaven. Because in heaven, everyone's going to be happy, whether you like it or not. I'm so sorry. That's a horrifying thought to a lot of people. A lot of people nurse their misery. I have a right to be miserable. I have reason to be miserable. Leave me alone. Especially pastors. What have you people put him through? Just what he needs, Jesus. You want to be a kid? Okay, just sit right here. Sit next to him. You'll just love him, Jesus. Just relax right here if you can. Jesus said, unless you become a little kid, you can't get into heaven. Now, there's a stiff requirement. That's a tough one to live up to. Who wants to be a kid? Me! Everybody's trying to get mature. It took me 10 years of graduate theological education to get this mature. It took me that long to figure out what doesn't work. I think being a kid is fun. That's where all the power is. It's effortless. Do you ever watch a kid work hard at being happy? You know, kind of reason it out and figure it out and discipline themselves to smile. No. Found a kid right here. Lady in blue. Show us how it's done. Some people saying, God, you will never make me do that. Not on your life. You're not going to embarrass me, get all emotional. Oh, I think emotions are pretty good. You're kind of dead without them. Emotions are what make you a live person. Otherwise, you're just a computer. You're just... Shh, I'm talking here. That's called a duet. Harmony not necessary. Oh, settle down. Poor thing. Don't worry, sweetie, it gets much worse. You know, you know, there's a perfect place in Jesus where everything's perfect. And the perfect thing about it is perfectly easy to get into it. Settle down, I'm about to get serious. She's in the hot seat. Where are you going? I just asked Jesus to give you what you need, and this is what he came up with. So, I expected to make you cry, but goodness. Up! Oh, found a Harvard School student right here. Yeah, come to Harvard School. You too can make a scene. Anything beats preaching, I say. My main goal in a meeting these days is not to ruin it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, after years of deep theological study, learning Greek and Hebrew and all of that, I discovered that Jesus had a sense of humor. And he's actually happier than most people. He's one of the happiest gods we have. He's just not that bad to know. Really, there's worse things than to be filled with joy in church. A little quiet here. There's no escape. The doors are locked. Tortured with joy. I think being a Christian is really quite a good thing. I mean, no respect, I try. No, being a Christian is one of the best things you can be. It's How many have fallen in love? Oh, sorry about that. How hard was it? How much training and discipline did you need? How much effort, you know? How much fasting and prayer did you do? Did you force yourself? Did you just pretend for a while? Did you just try to have a good time with that person? Do you ever feel happy in their presence? Isn't it funny? Leaders of the church think we have to discipline, almost force people to love Jesus. It's hard work. You need to practice. You need to train yourself. You need to exert effort. Control yourself. It's tough, loving God. It's so hard to enjoy His presence. That's not love. That's not life. That's not salvation. Took me a long time to actually believe that if loving God takes any effort at all, you've ruined it. Just put that in your pipe and smoke it. process, try. It's an insult to your lover if you tell him, it's not easy to love you, but I'll do it because I'm committed. I'm faithful. I'll stick with you no matter how rotten I feel about you. The church has become expert at ruining our relationship with God. He's making tracks. Hey kid, you're supposed to be shy. Yeah. So you take out a date, and it's a beautiful evening, and you're out on the beach, and the candlelight, and the moonlight, and everything, and you tell them, I don't want to be here, but I'm going to contend for this relationship. If I ever love you, it's going to be a mighty victory. But I'll give it my best shot. Take it or leave it. It's hilarious how people treat God. Salvation means you're saved. From everything difficult. I'm just trying to teach you all the heresy I can in the short time we have. And some of you have very worried looks. It's a Friday night, I could have had fun. I'm in church on Friday night. How's that for penance? When do we get to the good stuff, you know, when we cry? Misfortune to sit on the front row. Yeah, you better cover that mouth. That's you're making a mistake. Oh, yeah, a little shy munchkin. Yeah, you got to be a kid to enter the kingdom, okay? He's a little big. You need to be a little smaller. Now, I just want you to know that the Christian life is very serious business. Yeah, you better take God seriously or you're going to fry. Boy, that got everybody quiet. Dee-dong! Everybody is watching. Stay on the seat. I'll just. No, no. protection. Police. No, you need two hands to cover your mouth. I don't know, Pastor. Do you think Australia needs this? There has to be an antidote to church. There has to be. People think I'm against church. They're right. If Heidi were here, she'd say, I was afraid of that. Yeah, I'm against church. It's just that we need church. We have 10,000 of them in Mozambique, so there must be something good about them. Oh, churches should be the funnest, the most relaxing, the most refreshing, the most peaceful, the most nice, and the most answer to everything. Because Jesus is there, and he's not that bad. He's just not that bad a guy to know, you know. You should try hanging out with him sometime. I have a friend, very prophetic friend. Well, I had one. He died. He just went and died. I'll see him again, I think. But for 20 years or more, he was my best friend. But I didn't talk to him much. Really good friend, but I didn't dare talk to him because he could read my mind. Why bother? And you couldn't fake anything, you know, so you couldn't pretend, you couldn't act, you just shut up in the fear of God. I'd just walk in every day to see what miracles he did that day. Every day it was something. And whatever I had in my mind, whatever I wanted to know, whatever I was feeling, he knew. Just shut up and listen. Wow. How scary is that? Now there's some serious counseling. Counselors are okay, provided they, you know, include Jesus. But so he had a lot of visions. And one time, he's in California, and God brings him to Hawaii for 2 weeks by himself to give him 2 weeks of nonstop solid visions of Jesus when he was on earth. Just to show him what Jesus was really like on earth. And the answer was that he was nothing like that poor actor in the Jesus film. How many have seen the Jesus film? What a boring actor. He didn't get saved 14 years later after the film. I mean, if you're in the bush and you've never seen a film, it's amazing. You know, we use it all the time. But wow, you'd have to get years of acting training to make Jesus that boring. That takes skill. Take all those miracle stories and just strip them of all emotion. That's not easy. No, he was fun. He was likable. He was approachable. Everybody liked him. The kids liked him. The publicans, the sinners, they all crowded around him. It's just the church people didn't like him. But most people, he was just, oh my goodness, what a great guy to hang around. Kids all over him, friends are all around him. He's just bubbling with energy and joy and fun. And a lot of people think the throne room of God is a heavy, serious place where everybody's just, you know, for 1,000 years saying, holy, holy, holy. Well, yeah, that's part of it. In a very serious, reverential way, yes, that's definitely part of it. But it'd be terrible if that were the only mood. Our kids in Africa, in 1995, within 2 or 3 months of arriving, our kids were sitting on the shoulders of angels and visions, dancing around the throne room of God, singing their Shangaan African songs. And Jesus is rolling on the floor with them, laughing and telling worse jokes than we tell. So. And Father's sitting on the throne with belly laughs, and he's just enjoying the whole scene. How many of you actually believe that? Can you believe that? It's a terrifically lighthearted place to be. So the kingdom of God is perfect. It's within you. It's not organizations and ministries and buildings and programs and leadership. It's within you. That's where the kingdom is. That's where you feel perfect. No pressure. You just feel good. There's nothing bothering you. I can't believe how nice it is to be alive. Wow. Zero compulsion, zero pressure. Zero. God has saved you from all that. Well, not too much, just, you know. But the focus of your heart isn't fun. If you're just out to have fun, that actually doesn't satisfy you at all. I mean, you have fun, but it's not because that's what you have your heart set on. If all you live for is fun, you're a dead person. I mean, we're having fun here, but if that's all you came to church for, you're dead. How's that for a mix? How's that for a dichotomy? No, Jesus is the point. It's personal. Fun is an abstract idea. It's an impersonal feeling. You tell a joke, you laugh, but you're not relating to anybody. So fun by itself is nothing. People say, oh, good, Christianity's all about fun. No, it's all about Jesus. And he's fun. And he makes you feel fun. But you take out Jesus and you have nothing. It's perfect. You're not lonely. You're not disconnected. You're not by yourself. You're not depressed. Because life itself is living in you. Can you ever imagine God depressed? Can you ever imagine God waking up in the morning bored? No strength, tired of all these belly-aching sheep down there. All their problems and all their pesky requests. And just He can handle it. He's God. Now imagine if His Spirit is in you and you weren't any more worried about anything than God is. And His joy is your joy. And His will is your will. His peace is your peace. His power is your power. Ultimate love affair. Complete union. You're never going to be at peace until you're in complete union. Until you have no will of your own. You know, your will is a terrible taskmaster. I don't know why people insist they have free will. It's a horrible thing. Unless you're freely in His will. That's what the Holy Spirit does for you. He sets you completely free from sin so that you totally enjoy righteousness and nothing bothers you anymore. The reason you're so upset is because you're a rotten sinner. And sin is no fun. You pretend it's fun, but it's not at all. But becoming righteous is not an effort. It's a gift. You believe in Jesus and you focus on Him. And He puts a cloak of righteousness on you. He clothes you with His own clothes. How much effort is that? You stand in the tailor's office, he gets out a tape measure, and he drapes you with a beautiful suit. And how hard is that? You just stand there. That's how God sanctifies you. Focus on Him. What do I do if I have problems? Focus on Him. What do I do when I'm sick? Focus on Him. What if I don't know what I'm doing? Focus on Him. What if I lose my temper and really blow it? Focus on Him. Get cleaned up. What if I'm super lonely? Focus on Him. What if I need love? Focus on Him. What if I need a job? Focus on Him. What if I need a wife? Focus on Him. See what He thinks. He's perfect. He's one of the best saviors there is. Whatever it is, it's effortless to focus on Him. He gives you life. You don't get life by trying to please Him until it becomes a chore. You don't become a successful pastor by trying to be a successful pastor. Become a great missionary by trying to be a great missionary. You don't try to get through school and achieve your dreams and impress people and make friends by effort. Most people turn life into effort, competition, stress. Whew, no fun. You need to be saved. What does salvation mean? Zero. Zero effort on your part. You focus on Him. He gives you the energy. He gives you the peace. From then on, nothing is work. The great saints in history taught me that. One in particular, Margaret Peretti in the 14th century. She was so close to Jesus, they burned her at the stake. The church did. Watch out for church. I've heard of hot spots, but that's excessive. She wrote the most profound theology I've ever read in my life. And one of her points was, once you become united with God, in union with Him, totally in love with Him, nothing is work anymore. You are done with work. Finished, done. Everything is a labor of love. Everything is a joy. Everything is perfect. Even though you're in the world and you're surrounded by sin and you have trials and persecution and all these things, couldn't be happier. And all the things that God asks you to do, you're thinking, oh my goodness, do I get to do that? Wow, perfect. It's kind of like Heidi. We were in Hong Kong. And at first we were in Dai Wai, kind of a nice area in central Hong Kong. And I'm traveling, and Heidi calls me up one day and says, hey, Roland, can we move to the slums? I knew her, so I said, oh, sure. Move wherever you want. So what does she pick? She goes into the most crowded square mile in the entire world, central Yamade, Kowloon. 365,000 people in one square mile. And she finds an old building. The bottom floors, you know, is a coffin shop and an idol shop and a brothel. And there's this stairway, no elevator. It's all dark and smoky, full of incense and dirt. No elevator, 9 floors up to the roof. There's an illegal shack on the top of the 9th floor that even Chinese won't live in. There's no walls inside. There's no paint on the walls. There's no running water. There's no nothing. Just a shack, black walls and nothing in it. And she goes, oh, I can't believe I get to move here. I come home and she's there, you know, and cold bucket baths, you know, and we have to put in electricity and, oh my goodness, her idea of a wall was just a bookshelf, you know, and, you know, we just tried to make it nice. But man, walking up 9 stairs through all those fumes and incense and smoke and everything and no elevator, up and down in the heat, 146 degrees and 100% humidity. Got really in shape going up and down those stairs. And we minister to little old ladies, you know, 80-year-old ladies with no family. They live in little cages, you know, and nobody cares about them. And drug addicts on the streets. I mean, we found the most dark, poor, dirty, smelly, god-awful place we could find. And Heidi says, I can't believe we get to live here. You take Sunshine Coast. I want Yamade. Oh, it was fantastic. We had a nice church. Most churches in Hong Kong, you know, they're barred with locks and chains and all these things with a little sign that says, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, 1 hour, you can find God. The rest of the time, you're on your own. Cold, impersonal, formal, quiet, you know, typical church. You know, if you were a drugged out kid or an old grandma and dying and sick, and you go to typical church, it's just all shuttered with sliding bars and nobody around, and oh, this is the kingdom of God, huh? This is where I go to find salvation. So we decided, no, we're not going to do that. We just leave the doors busted open wide where we were, and about fourth floor somewhere, and called ourselves the Home of Loving Believers. It's open all the time. Big woks are frying with noodles and everything, just steaming. Worship is going on all the time. People are there to pray with you and all the time, and it's just a happy family, and it was just awesome. It was just a family. It was just a church. It was a real church. And people got so full of the Spirit, and people got healed, and whew.